Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of St. John Bosco. From his own diary, we read, "When I was about 9 years old, I had a dream that left a profound impression on me for the rest of my life. I dreamed that I was near my home, in a very large playing field, where a crowd of children were having fun. Some were laughing, others were playing, but many of them were cursing. I was so shocked at their language that I jumped into their midst, swinging wildly and shouting at them to stop. At that moment, a glorious man appeared, with a manly and imposing bearing, and he was clad with a white flowing mantle, and his face radiated such light that I could not look directly at him. He called me by name and told me to place myself as leader among those boys, adding these words, 'You will have to win these friends of yours not with blows, but with gentleness and kindness. So begin right now to show them that sin is ugly and virtue beautiful.' Confused and afraid, I replied that I was only a boy and unable to talk to them about religion. And at that moment, the fighting, shouting, and cursing stopped, and the crowd of boys gathered around the man who was talking. Almost unconsciously, I asked, 'But how can you order me to do something that looks so impossible?' 'What seems so impossible to you must be achieved by being obedient and by acquiring knowledge.' 'But where? How?' I asked. 'I will give you a teacher under whose guidance you will learn, and without whose help all knowledge becomes foolishness. But who are you?' 'I am the son of her whom your mother has taught you to greet 3 times a day.' 'My mother told me not to talk to people I don't know unless she gives me permission. So please, tell me your name.' And he responded, 'Ask my mother.'" Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. At that moment I saw beside Jesus a lady of majestic appearance, wearing a beautiful mantle and bedecked with stars. She saw my confusion mount, so she beckoned me to come to her. And taking my hand with great kindness, she said, "Look." And so I did. All the children had vanished. In their place I saw many animals, goats, dogs, cats, bears, and a variety of others. "This is your mission field. This is where you must work," the lady told me. "Make yourself humble, steadfast, and strong, and what you will see happen to these animals, you will have to do for my children." I looked again, and the wild animals had turned into as many gentle lambs, bleating a welcome for that man and lady. And at this point in my dream, I begged the lady to explain what it all meant, because I was so utterly confused. And she then placed her hand on my head and said, "In due time, everything will be clear to you." From that moment on, St. John Bosco took Mary as his mother and teacher, and he lived in a real and constant personal friendship with her. Mary formed him interiorly. She taught him how to see souls, how to be patient, and how to love without crushing, and how to lead without fear. And from her, he learned that hearts are not conquered by force, but transformed by spiritual friendship. And under her guidance, St. John Bosco formed a religious order called the Salesians, which have transformed young people from wild animals into gentle sheep for well over a century. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Throughout his life, St. John Bosco had many prophetic dreams. In one of them, he saw a vast and violent sea battle. At the center was a great ship, the Church, surrounded by an enemy fleet intent on its destruction. The attacks were relentless. At the helm stood the Pope, struggling to guide the ship through the storm. In the midst of the chaos, two immense columns rose from the sea. Upon one stood the Holy Eucharist, bearing the inscription, "Salvation of the Faithful." Upon the other stood Our Lady, marked with the words, "Help of Christians." When the Pope anchored the ship between the two columns, everything changed. The enemy fleet was thrown into confusion and scattered, while the Church remained safe and secure. Don Bosco explained that a time would come in the near future when the Church would be threatened by persecution and trial as never before. Her survival, he said, would not depend on human strength or clever strategies, but on frequent reception of the Eucharist and devotion to Mary. For this reason, he urged the faithful to go to daily Mass and to pray the Rosary every day. As long as the Church remains united to the Pope and firmly anchored between the Eucharist and Our Lady, she will prevail against every attack. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. In this vision, when the church was anchored between the Eucharist and Mary, she was safe. So too for us. The first and greatest defense we have against the wickedness and snares of the devil is Jesus himself, living and acting in the Eucharist. And there are many fruits that flow from receiving Jesus in Holy Communion often. First, Holy Communion deepens our union with Christ, which is the goal of life. Jesus himself said, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." So in the Eucharist, Christ does not merely visit us, he comes to live within us. Second, Holy Communion separates us from sin. The Catechism tells us that the Eucharist cannot unite us to Christ without also cleansing us from past sins and strengthening us against future ones. Third, as bodily nourishment restores lost strength, so the Eucharist restores and fortifies our love. So come then, my friends, and find refuge, strength, and healing in the Eucharist, in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, given to us each day in the Mass. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The third means of protection God has given us is the Pope and the Magisterium, which means the teaching authority of the Church. In the vision of St. John Bosco, the Pope is the captain of the ship, which is the Church. This is not symbolic excess. It expresses a real and concrete truth. Jesus gave Peter a share in his own infallibility. And the Pope is the successor of Peter, who also shares in his infallibility. So when Peter and his successors, the popes, teach officially on matters of faith and morals, it is Christ himself who teaches through them. And Christ cannot teach what is false. Again, this is the gift known as infallibility, that when the Pope definitively teaches on faith and morals, Jesus will not permit him to teach error. Now, this does not mean the Pope is infallible in everything he says. He can have opinions on politics, economics, science, or even prudential matters, and he can speak casually in interviews, on airplanes, or over a cup of coffee. Those statements are not acts of the Magisterium and do not carry the guarantee of infallibility. The ordinary and reliable way we know the official teaching of the Pope and the Church is through the Catechism, encyclicals, and ecumenical councils. Why does this matter? Because the two primary weapons Satan uses to deceive the world are confusion and division. If you remain rooted in the official teaching of the Church, you will not be confused or divided. But if you follow headlines, commentators, and endless religious or political analysts, you will find little else but confusion, agitation, and division. So stay anchored between the Eucharist and Mary, and with the Pope as your captain, and you will always be safe. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa?
I love that vision from his childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's so interesting. There's so many different aspects that are really interesting here. A, there's something so interesting and cheeky about the way that Jesus answers. Yeah. Or this is actually consistent across a lot of different saints' visions and experiences of not immediately getting his name or not immediately getting an answer. And it really does speak to this beautiful mystery of God. And it's a delightful thing. But more importantly and more practically, I think it's interesting that he has this vision of all these cursing children. And it's not a vision about the horrors of these evil children. It's about, these are the people that you should become friends with. And these are the people that you should befriend and change and inspire and lead. And it's not just it's not what I expected when the vision began. That he was called to set a good example for these boys and that it was possible. And that's really encouraging.
So you're going to go out and find
some
bunch
cursing
of
friends.
Cursing friends. And
well, we all have some cursing friends. So it's good to know that we don't have to go in swinging.
And I love the fact that when he asked, who are you? What's your name? He said, go ask my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Jesus does. He entrusts the whole church to his mother. He entrusts us to his mother. So if we want to become like Jesus, if we want to know Jesus, then we should go to the one who knew him best, Our Lady, because she's been given the role of forming us in his image. That's what I love about the saints. They all, without exception, had such a tremendous devotion to Our Lady. It's probably the only thing I have going for myself.
It's not a bad thing to have going for yourself, though.
I'm like that problem child that the mother has to keep really close to them.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, so what's your resolution from this meditation?
I'm going to go find some cursing friends. And try to set a better example, I guess.
My resolution is I'm just going to stick close to Our Lady.
That's good.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.